I'm gonna bully you, son of a bitch! You showy guy! I've tasted karate before, eh? You won't go to war muttering for it!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here, this is the war room!
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that catches trout in the Yemen. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Kate, saxophone solo Raculia.
You are never going to dance again.
Lauren, wire antenna Katz.
A little to the left, a little to the right, I win!
And Molly, the pacemaker Dorfman.
You can't shock a systole.
Hello to all three of you, and thank you guys so much for being here. It is now the third elimination match of the cellular division here on season three of the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Gotta introduce that man who is the master of questions and keeper of scores. It is Scoremaster Dan. How's it going, Dan?
Hi there, Taylor. You know, season three has been great so far because it really feels we're building a community of listeners and players with a shared vocabulary and a set of references. And that's really important to us because it means they're more likely to know who Nightman is.
And also with us today, working all the bells and whistles behind the scenes, is production master Dave. How's it going, Dave?
I certainly didn't expect all this hoopla. You can quote me on that.
Well, it's time to take a dive out of the window into our first game, a round of My Champion. That's the game where each one of our contestants has chosen a champion from somewhere in the world of pop culture. We choose the battle that those champions are fighting. Kate, who is your champion today?
Rupert Giles.
And Lauren, who have you got?
Maya Ishii-Peters.
And Molly, who's your champion?
Miss Diane Chambers from Cheers.
Three fantastic choices. Let's see how they fare when we spin the scenario wheel. Today's scenario, who is going to still smell the best after a week without showering? Kate, make the case for Rupert Giles from Buffy.
So Rupert is, Giles, a man for all seasons. He has many different qualities that would make him attractive. After a week not showering, though, I feel like he doesn't really enter the fray, right? He does the research. He stays in the library, so he's not going to get too sweaty. Everyone else gets sweaty. The Scooby team gets sweaty. And also after a week of being in the stacks, he's just going to smell more like old books. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Kate. And Lauren, how about Maya Ishii-Peters from Pen 15?
So one would not think that a 13-year-old girl would be a good candidate to win this category. However, Maya has parents. Maya is commonly seen in Pen 15 being groomed by in the bath with her mother. And Yuki would not let her daughter go out stinky and embarrass her. Yuki will get out. She'll wet a washcloth. She'll make it happen. She will make sure that her daughter is presentable.
Thank you, Lauren. And Molly, how about Diane Chambers from Cheers?
Well, we know that Diane is very well-groomed, very particular with her 1980s fashions, and also has that air of just elitism, which I think brings its own beautiful smell. So after a week of not showering, I think there's her own perfume, as well as the fact that she's going to be hanging out in a bar with people who really don't have a great sense of smell besides peanuts, beer, and man sweat. So it's by projection, really, that she's going to have an incredible smell. And our last thing is just really her force field of jabs at Carla Tortelli. That makes its own beautiful smell anytime you can fight against Carla.
Three fantastic arguments. I got to say, this is a difficult decision to make as the judge of this round of My Champion. But I got to say, there is no better way to win a My Champion argument than to find some sort of weird loophole and workaround. And the just bathtub-focused life of Maya Ishii-Peters on that show, meaning that, yes, it's not technically showering, but she is still getting clean, means that Lauren and Maya are our clear winners for this round of My Champion.
That's right. Maya needs that win.
So, Lauren, that means you get a crack at the half point. If you get this question correct, you will have half a point and be in the lead before we even start round one. Here is your half point question. The title of the 2017 documentary, 7852, refers to the number of camera setups and cuts, respectively, for a sequence in this 1960 movie.
I'm going to guess it is a Kubrick movie. I'm thinking about what would have been filmed in 1960. I have no idea. I'm going to say 2001, A Space Odyssey.
No, there could have been a hint in our My Champion scenario, which focused on showers. This is a documentary about the shower scene in Psycho. Still, though, Lauren, you do get to go first in round one. No relation. Just like in real life, the fact that two people have the same last name doesn't mean that they're actually related. Nobody knows that better than production master Dave and me. So in this game, I'll describe two figures from pop culture, real or fictional, that share the same surname, and you have to tell me the name that they have in common. For example, an assassin who's unknowingly married to another assassin and a sentient computer program in the Matrix aren't related, even though they share the same name of...
Smith.
Smith is correct. Now, if you can get that answer right away, you will get 10 points. If you need a hint, I can describe one more person with that same name, but then a correct answer is only worth 5. Lauren, our My Champion winner, will lead off round one, and we're going to start off with a talented con artist and the captain of a doomed space freighter.
Can I get a third name?
Detective John Luther's right-hand man.
I have no idea.
Nope, last name we're looking for there is Ripley, the talented Mr. Ripley, and Ripley from Alien in the first part of that question. Next, over to Molly, a wacky sitcom neighbor and either of a pair of cinematic divorcees.
A wacky sitcom neighbor or one of a pair of sitcom divorcees.
Cinematic divorcees.
Can I get the hint, please?
Also, the real name of the Jigsaw Killer.
Whoa, I definitely don't have that one in my head. The only wacky next door neighbor I can think of is Urkel, which is at the moment, which is just not going to be a common last name. I think I'm going to have to pass.
Lauren knows this one.
Kramer.
Oh.
Yes, from Seinfeld, and Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh my gosh, yes. Divorcees, got it.
All right, Kate, for you, we've got a spiraling meth lord and a beloved nonagenarian comedian.
Spiraling meth lord, that is Walter and Betty White.
With the first names in there, that is Walter White from Breaking
Bad.
What a
couple.
And Betty
White. What a couple.
Good pickup.
Next up, back for Lauren, we've got a sitcom paleontologist and a 70s spoon-bending psychic.
Geller!
Yes, with Ross Geller from Friends being the first half. For Molly, a screenwriter for Last Christmas and Bridget Jones' Baby, and a Prohibition-era political boss in New Jersey.
Okay, a screenwriter for Last Christmas, which I saw, which is the George Michael music movie, and Bridget Jones's Baby, which is the worst of the three, and the political 1920s character. So that was going to be not Richard Curtis as director. And can I have the hint, please?
Also with this last name is the bully who picks on Spider-Man.
Wow, my brain is totally abandoning me. Pass. I'm gonna have to pass.
Screenwriter of Last Christmas and Bridget Jones's Baby. We didn't think to, you know, note a really good screenplay she wrote in adapting Ang Lee's Sense and Sensibility. That is Emma Thompson.
Come on, Emma Thompson. I forgot about that. Yes, she was in it. Oh, painful.
And the political era boss in New Jersey is Nucky Thompson from Boardwalk Empire, Steve Buscemi's character.
Yeah,
and Flash Thompson from Spider-Man.
Yeah, got it.
Back to Kate. Kate, we're looking for the shared last name of a renowned detective and a Dawson's Creek actress.
Holmes.
Sherlock and Katie Holmes for 10 points.
My entire thought process there was just laughter.
That's all you need. All you need. All right, for Lauren, we've got a Dunder Mifflin manager and the actor who played Fleabag's hot priest.
I'm going to say Michael and Andrew Scott. Yeah, I'm into that couple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it. Would
There's
watch.
A lot of shipping going on here.
Yeah, would watch.
Next up for Molly, we have an FBI agent investigating the death of Laura Palmer and a shock rocker who didn't actually bite the head off a chicken on stage.
That's Alice Cooper and Detective Cooper.
That is Special Agent Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks and Alice Cooper.
It was a good cup of coffee.
For Kate, he has some very specific skills. She was the original stars of The Parent Trap.
So I know Taken is Liam Neeson. I don't know what his character's name is, but I'm guessing his last name is Mills, comma, Haley, the stars of The Parent Trap.
Fantastic. And that is Brian Mills is Liam Neeson's character in the Taken films, which will have us taken into our first score break from Scoremaster Dan.
So he did
Taylor,
there.
Taylor, that was masterful. I'm in awe over here. That's amazing. Molly is currently on the board with 10 points. Lauren's attached to the 20. Kate has 30 points. She's perfect so far in this round, and she has the lead.
Next up for Lauren, looking for the shared last name of the butler of Downton Abbey and the longtime host of The Tonight Show.
Okay, I have not watched Downton Abbey, but I live in this world, so I know some of the names. And the longtime host, I am guessing, is not Jimmy Fallon we're thinking about, so I am going to say Carson.
Carson, correct. For Molly, we've got an inspiring high school football coach and an astronaut who winds up in the future.
Okay. An aspiring football coach and an astronaut who ends up in the future. Is that Taylor?
Taylor, correct, from Friday Night Lights and Planet of the Apes, those two characters. For Kate, we've got Don Draper's former assistant and the star of WandaVision.
Olsen.
Peggy Olsen, played by Elizabeth Moss, and Elizabeth Olsen is that star of WandaVision. One more shared last name pairing for each of us. Coming back to Lauren, we've got a World War II private who needed rescuing and a CIA agent from books, TV, and movies.
Ryan.
Yes, Saving Private Ryan's Matt Damon and Jack Ryan from the Tom Clancy novels and adaptations thereof. For Molly, a guy who can't decide between Betty and Veronica and a star of The Sound of Music.
Julie Andrews. Is Andrews correct?
Andrews is correct, with Archie Andrews being that Betty and Veronica character. And closing out round one with Kate, a dearly departed Sesame Street shopkeeper and the marine biologist from Jaws.
Oh, Hooper.
Oh.
Yes, both of those are Hooper. Up next, a few announcements from Promotion Master Dave, the scores from Dan, and onward to round two.
Before going to round two, it's time for the TC Tuggers score break. TC Tuggers, they're not a joke. You don't wear them to pub crawls like you do with the Snuggie. At this point, Kate is in the lead with 50 points, Lauren's got 40, Molly is currently in third place with 30 points, but that means she'll get to go first in round two.
Thank you, Dan. But before we get into round two, it's time for the Threequalizer. Molly, you're going to get a chance to answer a question that has three possible answers, with three guesses and 10 points to you for each answer you can match. Your Threequalizer question is, according to a 2019 article on Thrillist, the three best movie quotes of the 21st century are, "I drink your milkshake," "Florals for spring," "Groundbreaking," and "I wish I knew how to quit you." What three movies do those quotes come from?
Okay. "I drink your milkshake" is from There Will Be Blood. "I wish I knew how to quit you" is from Brokeback Mountain. I'm sorry, can I ask you to repeat the third one?
"Florals for spring, groundbreaking."
Oh, I know it too. Can't remember. Pass.
That is going to be from The Devil Wears Prada.
Ah!
But still, 20 points to you. Nice Threequalizer, Molly. But before we get into our quotable round two for today, let's get to know our players a little bit better by learning more about their tastes and ideas from the world of pop culture. Kate, you know, The Muppet Show is now on Disney Plus and everybody's watching it and talking about it again after those DVD sets were so hard to find. So I got to know, which Muppet would you most trust to watch your house if you were gone on vacation?
Oh, Kermit, obviously. I mean, Kermit is on a very short list of celebrities. If I were to ever meet them, I would just be completely incapacitated with joy. And I would let him take care of my cats. I feel like he would be extremely responsible. It's complicated because he never wears clothes, so he would have to hang on to my house keys physically in his little flippers.
Alternate answer here from production master Dave. It's Sweetums, and you pay him in cats.
Molly, we're, you know, a lot of times here we like to talk about the things in pop culture that really sort of get our goats, our pet peeves. What's one thing that you see on TV that really just sort of bothers you?
Oh, the portrayal of medicine on TV is just the worst. There's a real change in the mid-90s in the second or third season of ER when it changed into relationships. They stopped hiring medical consultants. And so now we get things like sounds for ventilators are not actually on in the background, or we get people with sounds or endotracheal tubes in their mouths that actually are just sort of hanging out off the sides. The whole thing is just awful. So for everybody who's ever interacted with medicine in the past, it's really hard to suspend disbelief in a situation like that.
I now just can't stop thinking about the word endotracheal and how I need to look it up later. Thank you, Molly. And Lauren, we're, you know, a good ways into 2021 now, but do you have any personal pop culture goals that you want to complete by the end of this year?
Yes. You know, I have learned being in my house for a year that there's only so many times you can watch Deep Space Nine over and over again. So my goal for 2021 is to watch all of the Miyazaki movies and perhaps all of the movies out of Studio Ghibli. They're all on HBO Max and they are fantastic.
Do you have a favorite so far?
Princess Mononoke is just gorgeous and touching and weird in the best way.
Definitely one of the ones I was too young to see when I saw it, though. Like, I had seen Totoro, and it's like, this will be nice. And then my parents immediately regretted showing me Mononoke.
Not, it's a very different vibe.
Very different.
Very different.
Well, thank you, Lauren. Well, that's going to take us into round two, circling back to quotes from our threequalizer with a game entitled Whatever Floats Your Quote. We're all familiar with famous and iconic movie lines from those all-time classics, but just how well do you know them? We'll put that to the test in this game where you'll identify a movie line included in AFI's published list, 100 Years, 100 Movie Quotes, from a three-word excerpt. For instance, if your quote snippet was, "He can't refuse," you'd know that that line comes from
The Godfather.
Knowing that will get you 30 points. Now, if you need a hint, you can ask for additional information up to two times about your quote, but then it's 10 fewer points after each hint you ask for. Once we know the movie and the full quote, I'll ask you the name of the actor who said the line for 10 more possible points. Molly, we're going to start with you. Your first three-word quote fragment is, "Feeling we're not."
Feeling we're not. I'll take the first hint.
Spoken by Dorothy Gale.
Oh, that's Wizard of Oz.
Correct for 20 points. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. And who's the actress who said that line, Molly?
Judy Garland.
For another 10, Judy Garland.
It sounded to my brain like something Yoda would say.
But great. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Subject, noun.
Exactly. Yeah. Next up for Lauren, your three-word snippet is talking to me.
Are you talking to me? Okay, this is a quote that I've seen like so many clips of that I actually have no idea what the movie is. So I'm going to make a guess that it's Taxi Driver. That sounds like a thing.
Correct. Yay. From the movie nice. Taxi Driver. Full quote is, "You talking to me?" Question mark. Because I don't see nobody else here. And who's the actor who said that line in that movie, Lauren?
Robert De Niro.
Correct. Yay. For another 10. For Kate, your three words are all the towns.
Of all the juke joints, etc. It's Casablanca.
Correct. Nice. When Rick Blaine, full quote, is of all the gin joints in all the towns in all
juke
the world,
joints.
She
gin
walks
joints.
Into mine. I want to go to a
Similar.
Juke joint, though. That
yeah.
sounds fun.
That sounds great.
And who is the actor who says that line, Kate?
Humphrey Bogart.
Correct. For Molly, we've got to ask yourself.
Oh, to ask yourself. Do you feel lucky? Dirty Harry.
For 30 Ooh. Points, Dirty Harry. And who's the actor who said it?
Former mayor of Carmel, Clint Eastwood.
Correct, for the full 40. Next up for Lauren, we've got I could have been.
I could have been a contender. Okay. I think he plays a boxer. And I know who says it. So it is not A Streetcar Named Desire. It is another movie that he is famous for. And I'm having a complete brain skip moment. Oh gosh. I'm going to just say A Streetcar Named Desire, even though I'm pretty sure it's wrong because I think it won't help me.
Same director. That's going to be 3 years later with On the Waterfront, the best picture winning On the Waterfront. But who is the actor who said that immortal line, I could have been a contender?
Brando.
Marlon Brando, correct. For Kate, your next three-word snippet is boy's best friend.
Huh. It's not diamonds. They're a girl's best friend. Oh, gosh, I need a hint.
Spoken by a character named Norman Bates.
Oh, wow. I feel stupid. Psycho.
Coming back from the half point, that is Psycho with a boy's best friend is his mother. Now, who played that role and said that line, Kate?
Tony Perkins.
Anthony Perkins, correct. Next up for Molly, your three-word snippet is smell of napalm.
Ah, smell of napalm. That's Apocalypse Now. I couldn't even, I didn't have to think about that.
Yes, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Spoken by Lieutenant Colonel Bill Kilgore, who plays that role and says that line.
I'm thinking of who says that line. That's not also Marlon Brando, is it? Yeah.
Kate knows this one.
Is it Robert Duvall?
Ah,
Robert
yes.
Duvall, correct.
Nice.
For Lauren, you've got For Lack of.
For Lack of. Hint? One?
Spoken by Gordon Gekko.
Okay, this is going to be Wall Street.
With the full quote, greed, for lack of a better word, is good, spoken by the actor.
Michael Douglas.
Correct, for 10 more points. Next up for Kate, Be With You.
Yeah, who I said, well, the film series I said before, Star Wars.
Correct. Spoken by many people throughout that franchise. But,
indeed.
but spoken in the first one, notably by a character named Han Solo. Who plays Han Solo?
Harrison Ford.
For 10 more points, that'll take us into our next score break from Scoremaster Dan.
Point of contention is Be With You also from Spaceballs? And is Spaceballs in the top 100?
Oh, no, we have to start the whole game over.
An extremely important question, yes.
Hey, very important.
Hickey, Star Wars is not the name of the movie. It is Star Wars.
Oh, A New Hope.
Star Wars is the name of the movie, actually.
Oh, it is. Oh, cool.
Only, yes. Like, on VHS in the 90s did they start adding all the other episode and colons and M dashes.
Learn something new every day.
Boring conversation anyway.
All right, our next score break from Scoremaster Dan.
More than halfway through round two, Kate is in the lead with 160 points, Molly is right on her heels with 150, and Lauren is just a little ways back with 120 points.
Still anybody's game as we continue on with round two. Molly, your next three-word quote snippet is fight in here.
Fight in here. You're not going to have a fight in here. I can't even think of... I was thinking Goodfellas. That's not it. Okay, first hint, please.
Spoken by President Merkin Muffley.
Oh, this is a fail. This is a fail in my brain right now. Next hint, please.
Full quote is, gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Oh, Dr. Strangelove.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Correct. For 10 points, you can get another 10 points by saying, what actor says that line?
Pink Panther. Peter Sellers.
Yes, playing multiple roles in that movie, Peter Sellers.
My brain goes to the easiest of them.
Next up for Lauren, off me, you.
Get off me, you damn dirty apes. Planet of the Apes?
Yes, with the full quote being, get your stinking paws off me, you damned dirty ape. Spoken by the character George Taylor, who was played by...
Okay, he is an actor, and he was in all of those Planet of the Apes movies, and I do not remember his name.
Molly knows this one.
Charlton Heston?
Charlton Heston is correct.
Sorry, just for getting letters in, we know that Charlton Heston was only in the first two Planet of the Apes movies. He was not in the rest of the Planet of the Apes movies.
For Kate, your next three-word quote is, on the kindness.
Oh, something like, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers. I need a hint. I don't know the movie.
Spoken by the character Blanche DuBois.
Oh, there is a streetcar named Desire.
We got there eventually, yes.
We got there.
And you nailed the quote exactly. I have always depended on the kindness of strangers. Who plays Blanche DuBois and says that line?
Is this Elizabeth Taylor?
No.
Vivian Leigh in an Oscar-winning performance. One more three-word quote snippet apiece. Next one's for Molly with I'm not going.
I'm not going to win. I'm not going.
That's, more of that, please.
Yes. give me the first hint.
Spoken by a character named Howard Beale.
Network. It's
correct with that full quote reading, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. Who played Howard Beale and said that line?
Oh, it's not Bryan Cranston who played him on Broadway. It's not Howard Cosell, which is also the name in my head right now. Oh, I forget. I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry. I can't remember.
That actor is an Australian actor named Peter Finch, who died before he won the Oscar for playing that role.
I bet he's mad as hell about that.
All right, for Lauren, we've got Together and Blow.
Together and Blow. Hint, please.
Character named Marie Slim Browning.
Together and Blow. I'll take the second hint.
Full quote here is, you know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
That will be A Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
In the right range, that is To Have and Have Not.
There's no universe in which I would have gotten that.
Do you want to still take a stab at the name of the actress who said that line?
I'm looking at her. She's very pretty and very black and white. I will get her incorrect. I'll say Grace Kelly. Wrong vibe completely.
Is that Elizabeth Taylor?
Second Elizabeth Taylor guess. No, that is Lauren Bacall in one of her collaborations with husband Humphrey Bogart. Closing out round two with Kate, your three words are, I consider myself.
I feel like there's something like, I consider myself reasonable something. I need a hint.
A character named Lou Gehrig.
So, baseball. Sports. No. Mm-mm. Even sports movies. The Natural?
Cute.
Not quite. From The Pride of the Yankees is that movie, where the full quote is, today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. But who plays Luke?
Wait, Taylor, can you read that again, but slower?
Sure.
The quote?
Yep. Today I consider...
Today
Today.
I consider.
Consider
myself the
myself.
Lucky.
Taylor's never seen this. He doesn't know what I'm doing.
So sad.
All right, Molly, you read the quote, Molly.
Today. I consider
myself
the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
I figured that's what it was. I was just bad at it. I'm just incompetent, not stupid. All right, but who's the actor who plays Lou Gehrig there and says that incredible piece of dialogue, Kate?
I have no idea. He's black and white, also in my head. Yep, I got nothing.
That's going to be Gary Cooper. Gary Cooper.
Oh, the slowness. I should have used that as a hint.
Well, that'll finish up round two. Up next, the scores from Dan and on to the final round.
Round.
Before we get to our last round of play, it's time for the home version. Correctly guess the answer to this pop culture riddle from Dan by the time next week's episode goes online, and you can win prizes like rights to name a future score break. Dan?
My father hauls Yoo-Hoo, but I live upstate. A comic gets lost, so I'll just have to wait. Break the plastic divider, and you might say oops, but nothing is worse than insisting it's moops.
Think you know the answer? Find the page for this episode at usaquizshow.com or check the link in your show notes and show off that pop culture knowledge. Thanks for that riddle, Dan. So let's hear the scores.
Going into round three, it's time for the Paris Review score break. The Paris Review. Because who else is going to publish an article called The Ontology of Circus Peanuts? At this point, Molly is in lead with 190 points, Kate has 180, Lauren has 150. That means she'll go first in round three, and she'll need to get 5 correct answers to move into first.
Thanks, Dan. Still anybody's game as we play the lightning round. Players get their choice of categories and then have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer you can give. Today's categories are Goodbye, Jerry. Hello, Dawson. F star star star. Summer Girls. And Slow and Steady Wins the Race. Now, those topics aren't 100% clear as to what they're about from names alone, so do your best to pick something you're going to do well on or to keep something that might be a little easy away from one of your competitors. Lauren, in third place, you get first pick. Which of these four categories would you like? Once again, they are Goodbye, Jerry. Hello, Dawson. F star star star, Summer Girls, and Slow and Steady Wins the Race.
I have no idea what any of these are, but I'm feeling that Goodbye Jerry, Hello Dawson could have something to do with game shows, so I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to go with Summer Girls.
If you had to take a shot in the dark guess as to content of this category, Lauren, what would you say?
Maybe actresses and shows that debuted like in the summer. I have no idea.
I like that idea, but it actually is going to be in a very different direction in that every answer in this round will appear somewhere in the lyrics to the LFO song Summer Girls. So total grab bag category. But if you need to narrow it down quickly in your head, think about the lyrics to that song.
Is that the I Like Girls Who Wear Abercrombie & Fitch song?
You'll have to find out with the answers to these questions. Okay. I can't tell you if yes or no.
Okay. I think it lives in my brain somewhere. I'm going to find it.
90 seconds on the clock. Timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Lauren, are you ready?
I'm going to have to be.
Jennifer Lawrence and Channing Tatum both had early appearances in ads for this clothing line.
Gap?
Abercrombie and Fitch. This step-by-step group toured with the Backstreet Boys in 2011.
New Kids on the Block.
Michael J. Fox played this Family Ties character.
Alex P. Keaton.
This visual album by Beyoncé debuted on HBO in 2016.
Lemonade.
Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of these 14-lined poems.
Sonnets.
Paddington Bear makes this fruit preserve with the Brown family.
Jam.
Marmalade. Twitter's logo is named for this 33-wearing basketball player.
Skip.
Don Knotts is turned into this incredible talking fish in a classic movie.
Mr. Limpet.
This seafaring clown was a staple of children's television in the Boston area.
Skip pass.
This child star toplined the highest-grossing film of 1990 in the U.S.
Macaulay Culkin.
Plastic dispensers of this candy are often modeled after characters from pop culture.
Pez.
This dance style is also known as breakdancing.
Pass.
This Bobby Brown group broke out with Candy Girl.
Pass.
The remake of Footloose takes place in this U.S. state.
Michigan?
Georgia. Breakin' star Michael Chambers is also known by this nickname.
Pass.
Telly Monster often bounces on this children's toy on Sesame Street. A pogo stick is the children's toy that he bounces on. All right, Dan, let's hear the Lauren report.
Sorry.
It's a family show. Come on.
All right, Dan, let's hear the Lauren report.
We've just got a few skips to get through. Twitter's logo is named for Larry Bird. The seafaring clown, who's a staple of children's television in Boston, was Willie Whistle. The style, also known as breakdancing, is b-boy or b-boying or b-boy style, whatever rhyme they had to get to in that particular song.
I used to be hip to the b-boy style.
Taylor, I just want you to sing the whole thing. This is.
God, no, you don't want that.
The Bobby Brown group was New Edition. And the breaking star Michael Chambers was also known by the nickname Boogaloo Shrimp, which, look, I know we checked it, I know it's real, but I still don't believe that's actually real. Still, that is 7 correct answers for Lauren. That gives her 220 points, and Lauren is now in the lead. Kate has 180 points. That means she's going to need to get 5 questions correct if she wants to move into first.
All right, Kate, your remaining category choices are Goodbye Jerry, Hello Dawson, F star star star, and Slow and Steady Wins the Race.
I'm going to go with Goodbye Jerry, Hello Dawson.
Any guesses as to what this category is?
I'm going to guess it's like late 90s, early aughts television.
You're right about placing it in time, but the year that we said goodbye to Seinfeld on TV, but hello to Dawson's Creek, was the year 1998. So this is about pop culture happenings of the year 1998.
That's my graduating year. Yay.
Kate, 90 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I am, yes.
Version 4.0 of this service launches, using up the world's production capacity for CDs for several weeks.
AOL.
Despite only 8 minutes of screen time, she wins an Oscar for Shakespeare in Love.
Judi Dench.
For its 5,000th episode, this game show has a car as the prize for every game.
Price is Right.
With his daughter starring in Armageddon, he provides a song for it.
Steven Tyler.
Tom Bergeron hosts a revival of this tic-tac-toe-themed game show.
Press Your Luck.
Hollywood Squares. She and Dennis Rodman file for annulment after only 9 days of marriage.
Madonna.
Carmen Electra. No. The remake of The Parent Trap launches her to stardom.
Lindsay Lohan.
This war movie is the last film to win an editing Oscar without using digital technology.
Saving Private Ryan.
UPN revives this classic Aaron Spelling show with Robert Urich as the captain.
Love Boat?
This Wham singer is arrested for engaging in a lewd act in a park bathroom in Beverly Hills.
George Michael.
He directs and co-stars with Halle Berry in the political satire Bullworth.
Warren Beatty.
Blossom, Bubbles, and Her comprise the Powerpuff Girls on Cartoon Network.
Oh, pass, I forget.
This Paul Newman and Susan Sarandon movie is not about sparkly vampires.
Twilight.
MTV premieres this stop-motion series with a fight between Charles Manson and Marilyn Manson.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Ryan Gosling stars as a young Kevin Sorbo in a prequel to this syndicated action show. That's going to be the prequel to Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. Closing out that round. All right, Dan, let's get the Kate report.
Absolutely. We only have one skip to go over. The Powerpuff Girls, of course, are Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Buttercup was our third Powerpuff Girl. Still, Kate got 10 correct answers. She had a phenomenal round that gives her 280 points and puts her in the lead. That means Molly's going to have to try real hard. She's going to need 9 points in order to force a tie in 10 correct answers if she wants to take the win.
All right, Molly, pressure's on. Your choices are F star star star, and Slow and Steady Wins the Race.
I'll go with the F star 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 category.
Every answer in this lightning round will contain a four-letter word that starts with F. Molly, 90 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
This 1997 John Woo movie starred Nick Cage and John Travolta.
Pass.
Temuera Morrison plays this character in season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Ugh, boyfriend's gonna be so upset. Pass.
Tracy Chapman got a Best Song Grammy nomination for this 1988 song.
Fast Car.
Brad Pitt and Logan Lerman starred in this 2014 war movie.
First.
Fury. Nia Long and Vivica Fox star in this 1997 comedy drama.
Pass.
She's best remembered for her role as Punky Brewster.
I can see her. I know her name. It's in my head. It's not coming. Pass.
This short-lived animated series featured the underwater mafia.
Fish.
Fish Police. In Charlotte's Web, she raises Wilbur.
Fern.
This Orson Welles documentary is about art forgers.
I pass.
The Thing and Mr. Fantastic are part of this group.
Four.
The Fantastic Four. Between 1936 and 1953, he won four directing Oscars.
Ford.
The fourth film in this family series is subtitled Escape from Pirate's Cove. That's going to be Free Willy to close us out.
Free Willy questions
wow.
in one game?
I F star star starred that round.
All right, Dan, let's hear the Molly report.
Absolutely. Although first, I really want to ask, what is Fern short for? Is it like Fernadette or like what are we working with here? Still, we have several passes to get through. The 1997 John Woo movie with Nick Cage and John Travolta is Face Off. Boba Fett is played by Temuera Morrison in season 2 of The Mandalorian. The 1997 Nia Long and Vivica Fox movie is Soul Food. The Punky Brewster actress is Soleil Moon Frye. And the Orson Welles documentary about forgers is F4Fake. Still, Molly got three questions correct. That means our final standings are... tied for second, it's Lauren and Molly with 220 points, and that means our winner with 280 points, it's Kate!
Woo!
Yay! Thank well you! Done.
Congratulations, Kate, but sadly that does mean it is the end of the road here on the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show for Molly and Lauren. Guys, fantastic game. Super, super fun playing with you. Thank you again for being here. Molly, where can our listeners see more of you on the internet?
I make cheeky little jokes over at Twitter at Eames Chair and over on Instagram at Endorfman.
Fantastic. And Lauren, anything to plug?
I shall disappear back into the ether where I came from.
That's the spirit.
But the big congratulations today are for Kate. Kate, you're going to be moving on to the Cellular Division Finals.
Woo!
In the meantime, since we got to, you know, get the best possible game out of you for that next round, what are you going to be watching? Any blind spots to fill in the meantime?
I mean, I think I might need to look at some AFI lists. Just like look at them. There's a lot of them.
Just to have some extra names rattling around
exactly,
the old brain.
Exactly.
And anything to plug, Kate? Where can our listeners find more of you?
They can find pictures of my cats on my Instagram at Gomez Rack. I am an author. You can find my most recent book, Tuesday Mooney Talks to Ghosts, at all fine booksellers. And I'm a regular panelist on the Great Pop Culture Debate podcast, which I feel like listeners of the show would also enjoy. It's a bracket style competition on things like Best Muppet. We're dropping our third season in March, and I was on that March, the Muppet one. So obviously, if you want to hear me get emotional about Kermit, go to see that.
Fantastic, Kate. And listeners, you can also follow Kate as the saxophone emoji on our season 3 bracket. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Be sure to join us next time for the third elimination match of our appellate division. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Hey, everybody, remember Dan's riddle that he shared with you before the lightning round? If you think you know the answer to it, find the page for this episode or check the link in your show notes to submit your answer. USAQuizShow.com is the place for that. While you're there, check out all our past episodes and brackets, and don't forget about our Patreon for all sorts of fun bonus content.
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. We're at USA Quiz Show on both, so drop by and join the fun little communities we've built up on both of those platforms.
The great, 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 great show, is produced by yours truly, David T. Cole, with the help of Taylor Cole, our host, and of course, Quizmaster, Scoremaster, Mr. Dan Casino.
Hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time. I'm just incompetent, not stupid.